AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Paul Barrett, the founder of NetVPro. Keith Swingle, the vice president of business development for NetVPro. In studio with us today, netvpro.com. They are your IT easy button. Again, netvpro.com is their website. Phone number, toll free, 888-902-3250. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. We're going to talk about the technology roadmap here. Before we go any further, folks, if you have questions about your IT, if you don't even really know what's happening, you know, it's like smoke and mirror time when that IT person comes in for their meeting every week. These guys can really help. There is no doubt about that. For example, I don't even know where I need to go, but the technology roadmap, and it's not a one-size-fits-all roadmap either. You guys can help us work out that technology roadmap. How so? What do I need? What do we need to know?
Well, you know, the technology roadmap is a great tool for us to, you know, to introduce an organization to some of the technologies out there, to understand what's going on in the business, and really kind of lay out what's going to go on in the next 3 to 5 years. So, well, go ahead.
I'm just wondering about how you can do that for 3 to 5 years from now.
Well, one of the things that we do, and credit to Paul for this, is he is out exploring the new technology, understanding what's happening to the new technology, and really helping us apply that to current challenges, current problems within, you know, the business space. So when we come in and do an assessment of an organization, we're able to look at, you know, things that exist today, kind of the standard technology, but then we're able to also pull in this concept of what's happening out there in the new space. What things maybe we don't, you know, maybe the business owner hasn't heard about this technology. Maybe there's items that can be done as a force multiplier. Maybe there's new software tools that we can help this organization with. And that's kind of the one of the big things that Paul does as the founder and kind of the technologist of the organization is bring in that concept of new technology.
That was a nice compliment. The technologist.
Yeah, that is a nice compliment. That's
how do you, Paul, stay on top of all of this stuff? Where, I mean, there's only so many hours in the day, right? What do you read all of the periodicals that come out? Do you attend all of the product shows? What do you do?
It's really laser focus on the subject.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do car wash, you know, I don't do anything about, you know, any other business than IT.
Okay.
So my laser focus is IT technology.
You're very good.
So
I'm trying to imagine staying on top of all of this stuff because when you don't even know the direction that you need to go, mm-hmm. right? There's not one of those little fluid-filled compasses on the dashboard of my desk. So you guys, how does that meeting go, the initial conversations, which, by the way, that first conversation, absolutely free, right, that assessment?
That is free. That is, you know, typically we'll, you know, we'll get together, have a cup of coffee, maybe donuts and cookies or whatever. And hey, maybe beef sticks and beer, whatever works for you.
Whatever works. But what I guess what I'm saying is when we sit down to that meeting, what should I bring to the table? What is it that I need to know about you so that you can know more about me?
Well, I think that the most easy thing is honesty. So come to the table, be ready to talk about your business,
yeah.
be ready to let us know what the pain points are, and just speak freely about your business in a language that's comfortable to you. We don't need to talk in terms of bits and bytes and, you know, clicks and whirs and flashing stuff. We want to understand your business and the way you see yourself operating in your business. And then from there, we're able to think about the technologies that will help your business, the things that we can use as, you know, force multipliers, help you operate more efficiently. But we're able to talk about those things. And a lot of times there's technologies that are out there that we've been exposed to that you may not have heard of.
Okay, so you've used that phrase twice, force multiplier. Right. To me, that means you're going to clone yourself or Paul, and please don't do that. But when you say that, what are you talking about? What is a force multiplier?
Well, we're talking about efficiencies.
Okay.
And automation. Things that you may be doing manually right now that we could automate. And that way it's done faster and frees your people up to do more important things like talking to your customers.
One of the, you know, with Paul being able to go out and have exposure to kind of the new software and new hardware in the marketplace, we are able to identify those things that help, you know, maybe a single IT person do the role of three different IT people all of a sudden. You know, we're able to provide tools that really expand the reach of that individual.
You know, one of the things we've not talked about is the importance of offsite storage, right? And I would imagine when you are helping people develop this technology roadmap, that may be part of the deal.
Yeah, frequently it is part of the deal. You know, a lot of times we're able to put tools in place that kind of take away this manual thing that was existing in the past. So maybe they're swapping out tapes and they're moving these things back and forth, which they may not even know if they're working, right? They might not even know if that backup is viable, right? To automate that process, we help them out, and now we can test that. So we can test that product to make sure that it's delivering what they think it's delivering.
Folks, NetV Pro is your IT easy button. Find them online at netvpro.com. Call them. People actually answer the phone. 888-902-3250. Keith Swingle is the VP of Business Development. Paul Barrett, the founder, the owner of NetV Pro. Online at netvpro.com. Guys, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by NetV Pro.